This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Calvin. Thousands of Afghans rushed onto the tarmac of Kabul's international airport, some so desperate to escape the Taliban capture of their country that they held on to an American military jet as it took off and they plunged to death. U.S. officials said the chaos at the airport left at least seven people dead, according to Associated Press reporting. Now, U.S. President Joe Biden will return to the White House from Camp David on Monday to deliver remarks on Afghanistan on Monday afternoon. In remarks at a U.N. Security Council meeting, Afghan Ambassador Ghulam Azadzai said people in the Afghan capital fear for their lives.
Kabul residents are reporting the Taliban have already started house-to-house searches in some neighborhoods, registering names, and looking for people in their target list. There are already reports of target killings and looting in the city. Kabul residents are living in absolute fear right now.
The Taliban swept into Kabul on Sunday after President Ashraf Ghani fled the country. The death toll from Haiti's powerful 7.2 magnitude earthquake has risen to over 1,200. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Workers tore through rubble of collapsed buildings with heavy machinery, shovels and picks. Their work is even more urgent as experts are predicting heavy rain, landslides and flooding upon the imminent arrival of Tropical Depression Grace. Officials said more than 7,000 homes were destroyed and nearly 5,000 damaged from the quake. Hospitals, schools, offices and churches were also affected.
We have more international headlines for you on voanews.com. Go there for the very latest. This is VOA News. More on the developing news out of Afghanistan. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Monday that the world is watching Afghanistan during these pivotal days. He called on the Taliban to exercise utmost restraint to protect Afghan lives and allow humanitarian assistance to reach those in need. Guterres told the emergency meeting of the UN Security Council, "We cannot and must not abandon the people of Afghanistan." He went on and said, "I call for an immediate end to violence, for the rights of all Afghans to be respected, and for Afghanistan to comply with all international agreements to which it is a party." India will help members of Afghanistan's tiny Sikh and Hindu community to come to India. That, according to the foreign ministry on Monday. Prime Minister Mario Draghi of Italy said on Monday that his country was committed to protecting all Afghan citizens who had assisted Rome's mission in the country. In a statement, Draghi added that Rome was working with European partners to find a solution to the crisis in Afghanistan, which would protect human rights, particularly those of women. Malaysia's king will keep Prime Minister Mahiuddin Yassin on as caretaker prime minister. This after Mahiuddin and his entire cabinet formally resigned following months of political turmoil Monday. The royal palace issued a statement explaining that King Al-Sultan is keeping Mahiuddin on in a caretaker role because it is not a good time to hold elections as Malaysia continues to struggle with rising COVID-19 infections. Mahiuddin submitted his resignation and that of his ministers to King Al-Sultan Abdullah when he visited the royal palace shortly after holding an emergency cabinet meeting. He later said during a nationally televised address that he was stepping down because he had lost support of the majority of lawmakers. The United States' largest wildfire in the northern area of the state of California threatens thousands of homes. Firefighters across the West face a high danger of new blazes erupting because of unstable weather. Thunderstorms haven't produced much rain, instead whipping up high winds and dry lightning strikes across the northern Sierra. That's where 6,000 firefighters are trying to contain the month-old Dixie fire amid extreme heat, with temperatures topping 100 degrees. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.